Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is on the 15th of January of the year 2020, which marks the start of the 2020 African Men's Handball Championship in Tunisia, as well as Makar Sankranti, which is the Indian festival dedicated to the deity Surya, who represents the sun. Happy birthday today to Martin Luther King, who was born in 1929 and is famous for having some sort of dream. And in history on this day, on the 15th of January, in the year 69, Roman Emperor Servius Sulpicius Galba was assassinated by a Praetorian guard in the Roman Forum. He was the one who succeeded Emperor Nero, so you know you're not doing well if you get assassinated after Emperor Nero. In 1535, Henry VIII became supreme head of the Church of England, thus launching the English Church, the Church of England, so famous for not doing very much and offering people cake and making people feel guilty and being bad at their emotions. In 1559, Elizabeth Tudor was crowned Elizabeth I in Westminster Abbey, which marked our fine tradition of having queens.
Did you see the roast of King Henry VIII? It was awesome. Anne Boleyn came in and said, I knew you wanted me to give you head. I just didn't realise you meant it literally.
Today's celebrations include Museum Selfie Day and Strawberry Ice Cream Day, but do not take strawberry ice cream into museum. They will ask you politely to leave. Our guest today is Tiff Stevenson, Pony Club Commander, fashion icon and dick magnet. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Honestly, the dick magnet thing, it's getting difficult. It's getting difficult. I can't walk down Fifth Avenue without literally having men stuck to me. So, but, you know, I'm trying to get through it.
Coming up today, we'll be talking the biggest stories in global news, but first some headlines. After International Living named Costa Rica as the third best retirement destination in 2020 earlier in the week, Costa Rica has protested in pointless list court, suggesting that it is at least fifth. It doesn't want a bunch of old people coming to it to die and that it should be taken off this list immediately. And tensions between the north of England and the cosmopolitan centre of London are rising, with the north consistently accusing London of being elite. Northerners are proposing a referendum on full-on rebellion, basing the rebellion on the popular television show Game of Thrones, which is based on the actual War of the Roses. The North is proposing a full-on secession, hoping to capitalise on the success of Brexit in continuing to fragment groups within Britain into smaller and smaller, more vitriolic tribal enmities. Let's get back to the good old days where you couldn't go down the street without wondering if you were going to be stabbed. And a new movie is being teased by director Zack Snyder to capitalise on the success of the superhero movie genre, in which a hard-bitten director character has the ability to create CGI fight scenes with his mind. He is hoping to crowdfund the movie as well as crowdwrite, crowdcast and crowdedit. Nobody thinks it's going to be good. And in Sky News, the blimp is returning to our skies as form of transport. While airships lost out to conventional aircraft after a series of disastrous crashes earlier in the last century, new safer technology and a rise in anti-airplane environmentalism has led to the return of the Zeppelin. Traditionally associated with steampunk and adventure movies about futuristic Nazis in alternate timelines, within 5 years apparently a new transatlantic transport Zepp will be floating majestically through our clouds once more. Tickets are on sale now for the 2025 travel season, currently running at about £62,000 or $80,000 per ticket. That's a lot.
Yeah, I would go, but only if someone else is paying.
We should apply to be the entertainment section.
We could do stand-up on the Zepp.
I've never done a cruise ship, but I would do a skyship.
Yeah, exactly. And what would happen is, as traditionally does with these things, we would go in as the women, we would break new ground, and then they'd bring some men in and pay them more.
And it's time for your advertisement section. Late night PC gaming session got a little out of hand? Foreign children calling you rude names in your mission chat? Can't stomach another Mountain Dew? Try half a glass of water. It'll soothe your aching eyes, disperse some of the toxins in your system, and calm the burn of being called a boomer by a 14-year-old Korean kid with twice your health bar. Half a glass of water. Put the glug in your glitch. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Wet Your Whistle Committee. Not intended to replace game points or skills. Please consult your doctor if you think you have a gaming problem.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And our top story today is international global news. Tiff, you're our international global correspondent. What is the news today?
Well, today we're going to focus on the smallest country in the world. We're going to the smallest country in the world for updates. Do you know where that is, Alice?
I'm not sure. My geography's pretty bad.
It's Vatican City.
Oh, Vatican City. I should have known that.
It's the Vatican City, otherwise known as the Holy See, along with its neighbouring islands, the Holy Here and the Holy Jew. So Vatican City is officially the smallest country in the world.
Well, what does the C stand for, though, Tiff?
It's recognised as a country, and its two-mile border is landlocked by Italy. The Pope has officially entered, as you're probably aware, Alice, into his bacteria-free bubble, and he hasn't left it for 6 months. Now, we remember that this incident was triggered by a woman in the crowd trying to kiss his papal ring. Take that whichever way you want.
I mean, well, yeah, of course, the controversy emerged about him slapping her hand away from him, with people taking both the Pope's side, saying it wasn't right for her to grab his hand so roughly, and the woman's side saying, come on, get a bit of the Pope. So it's interesting to see that play out on social media.
There's a beautiful kind of parallel to be drawn there between Scott Morrison and the Pope. See, the Pope didn't want to shake anyone's hand, and Scott Morrison was just trying to shake someone's hand. No one wanted his hand.
In this instance, the Australian public is the Pope, and Scott Morrison is the lady who wanted a piece of the Pope.
Yes, exactly. So according to Friends of the Pope, this kind of germophobia goes way back to childhood when he refused to engage with the 5 second rule. So he dropped a box of cannoli on the church steps when he was 8 years old, and he just refused to pick them up and eat them. And to this day, he still holds that nothing that has been dropped will go near his mouth, including testicles. From his bubble, he obviously no longer wishes to take confession from anyone or have any visits from the faithful. So what the Pope is planning to introduce is a new way of absolving people, which involves a full frontal lobotomy. The Pope said, and I quote, "One quick stab and shot in the corner of the eye with a little spike and a toffee hammer, and they're absolutely absolved forever. Then I'll never have to shake another hand ever again." When informed that 1.2 billion Roman Catholics worldwide could take decades to absolve potentially against their will, the Pope responded, "Ah, bollocks."
This is interesting, Tiff. I was always under the impression, I'm sort of not a Catholic, not exposed to the Catholic Church, I was under the impression that this Pope was the good one, the cool one, the new one.
Yeah, this Pope is a much trendier Pope up until, you know, that moment that he refused to shake that woman's hand, and then he revealed his true self.
There you go. You got to give it to the fans. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Tiff and Alice, oh, I wonder how they knew that you were going to be the guest for today. I am wondering whether I should organise my pencils by colour or by size. I try organising them by colour, but then they seem disproportionate because I use them at different rates. Have you got any advice for me? Yours sincerely, Earl G. Derwent.
Do I have any advice?
Do you have any advice? How do you organise your pencils, Tiff, other than under your tits?
Other than under my tits. I put them in this, I mean, it's this wacky invention called a pencil case. Don't know if Earl has heard of it. But yeah, that's, I just pop them all into one bag. They get mixed up, but, you know, I'm okay with it, you know. Then you just tip the whole thing out, find what you want and go ahead. You know, hard or soft, a B or a 2B or a 2H or not to be H or 2BH.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can tune in again tomorrow. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to our previous episodes. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle podcast production. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
What do I have to plug? Come find me on Instagram. Why not plug Instagram today? Because I don't really understand how it works.
Well, if you're plugging Instagram, you're basically plugging Facebook, right? Because...
Yes, although I don't really use Facebook. So I do use Instagram. I occasionally put pictures up, and in them then I put plugs for things. But, you know, I just don't know that anyone sees it. It feels like it's going out into the... Does anyone see me, Alice?
I see you, Tiff. Well, not
Thank
technically.
You.
We're down
not
the phone
right
line
now.
At the moment, but I'm imagining. I'm seeing you in an emotional sense.
Thank you.
The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast productions. I'm Alice Fraser, and our executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.